This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Who should receive Zakat al-Fitr, or who's eligible to receive Zakat al-Fitr? People ask about who should I give Zakat al-Fitr to? There is a narration among the Malikiyya, or a position among some of the Malikiyya and some of the Hanabila, and that's chosen by Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah, that Zakat al-Fitr should be only given to the poor and to the masakeen, to the needies. So the faqir and miskeen. And they said because Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu said that Zakat al-Fitr tuhra li as-sa'im wa tu'mah lil fuqara wal masakeen. It's a food should be given to the poor and to the masakeen, the needies. So that means we should restrict it to these two categories only. While the majority of the fuqaha, the Shafi'iyya and the Ahnaf and some Malikis said no, actually the one who can receive Zakat al-Fitr are the same people who receive the Zakat in general. The eight categories that were mentioned in the Quran in regard to the receiver of the general Zakat. And there is no proof to make that distinguish between Zakat al-Fitr and Zakat al-Mal when it comes to the recipient. إِنَّمَا الصَّدَقَاتُ لِلْفُقَرَىٰ الصَّدَقَاتُ is a general term, so apply to all eight categories. And I would say, personally, I will encourage you to look for the poor, to look for the needies, and to give them from your sadaqah. That's much safer because basically you will be giving part of the eight categories. And I think there's a lot of poor people really can benefit from your Zakat al-Fitr. But if in a case there is more money than what is the poor needs, we can use it in other categories as well. Who should it be giving on behalf of? It should be giving on behalf of every member in your house. So the head of the household responsible to give zakat on behalf of every member in his house, of his children. Even if one of your kids study maybe in another state or city, yes, you still give basically zakat al-fitr on their behalf, unless they're going to do it themselves. But as long as you're in charge of them, you should give the zakat on their behalf. If they become independent, they have their job, they have their home, or she got married and basically move out from the house, you don't give zakat on their behalf. You are allowed if you want to, but it's not obligatory anymore. What if your wife is pregnant? And do you give a zakat al-fitr on behalf of that child inside her womb? The majority of the fuqaha would say no, because he's not born yet, there is no rules in related to that baby yet until he is or she is born. But if you want to give it, you know, it's more sadaqah, more donation, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept from you. I want to say also one thing in the end. Zakat al-Fitr is a very important element in our religion. And we have to ask ourselves why we give Zakat al-Fitr. Zakat al-Fitr carries a lot of meanings that I want you to focus on and to reflect upon. Number one, it shows the responsibility of the head of the household, the father, toward his family, that he give in their behalf. Zakat al-Fitr also shows that even you just finish a great ibadah, it's fasting, you're starting another ibadah which is given zakat. So the ibadah will continue, it will not end with Ramadan. Zakat al-Fitr for me, it means that you never feel arrogant that you have done so much. You still need a purification. You still need to make up whatever missed in Siyam by giving the zakat. Zakat al-Fitr, for me, it means another chance for those who did not perfect their Siyam to catch up. Even the day of Eid, by giving Zakat al-Fitr, فَهِيَ طُهْرَ الصَّائِمَ, a purification for the person who fasted. Zakat al-Fitr, for me, it means establishing social solidarity, that you feel for the poor in the moment we're celebrating your Eid, when you're so happy and spending time with your family, you don't forget about those who are less fortunate than us. Even poor people can give Zakat al-Fitr to another poor person. So it shows that solidarity, that we remember one another. Zakat al-Fitr for me, it basically reminds me of a very important principle in life, which is al-Ihsan. To perfect your act of worship. It meant to perfect our Siyam. So I hope that this will lead us to look at life in this way. May Allah accept from all of us our zakah and our good deeds. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.